Good morning, this is Paul Segrist for the National Park Service. Today is Tuesday, August 29th, 1995. I'm at Cedar Manor in Ossining, New York, with Elizabeth Dalby. Mrs. Dalby came from Ireland. She thinks she came in 1925 or 26.
I'm not sure.
She's not sure.
I have to think about it.
Okay. And you think you were around 25 when you came. Present also in the room is Christine. Is that Christina. Muratore. M-U-R-A-T-O-R-E. And you are on the social services staff.
No, co-director of recreation.
Co-director of recreation, excuse me.
That's all right.
Mrs. Dalby, what is your birth date?
My birth date is November the 27th.
What year were you born?
1896.
1896.
I'd be 99 years old, November.
Well, congratulations. Where in Ireland were you born?
Blackwater, Enfield, County Meath, Ireland.
What was the name of the
Blackwater.
Town? Blackwater.
Enfield.
Enfield.
Yes, County Meath.
Can you spell Enfield?
E-N-F-I-E-L-D.
And it was County Meath.
Yes.
Can you spell Meath?
Yes.
How do you spell Meath?
M-E-A-T-H.
And where in Ireland is that?
Near Dublin. About an hour's ride to Dublin.
Tell me a little bit about the town of Blackwater. What was it like?
Very country. Lots of lovely rich land. Lots of big farms.
What did people grow on the farms?
Well, I don't know. I was very young. And I didn't know much about our country. My sister and I, we were orphaned. Our mother died, left 12 children, and we were the youngest. We were only 4 when she died. We never knew our mother. And we were put into a convent. The sisters raised my sister and I.
I should also say, for the sake of the tape, that Mrs. Dalby has a cold and may cough occasionally.
Terrible, isn't it?
What was your full name in Ireland?
Elizabeth Rice. R-I-C-E.
And what was your father's name?
Daniel.
And what do you know about your father?
I don't know what the group, because we wouldn't done it. We never lived on it.
Your father, what do you know about your father, Daniel?
Knew nothing about him. Never knew our family. And the house is still standing. I was over there. The house was still standing.
You said that your mother died when you were 4. What was her name?
Bridget Farrell. Farrell, F-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Do you have any memories of your mother?
Oh, we never, no.
You were young when she died. Do you know what she died of?
They say she died of childbirth. She had 12 children. 8 boys and 4 girls.
And how do you fall into those children?
My sister and I were twins, and we were put into a convent. We lived in the east of Ireland, and we went to the west of the convent, the west of Ireland. And that's all we knew. We knew nothing about our family, but the boys, they used to come and see us.
Were the boys older than you were?
Oh, yes. They were all old enough to go out and work. We were only 4. They were different ages.
How long did you live in the convent?
Oh, I lived there about 19 years.
Well, a long time.
Yes.
Tell me what you remember about everyday life at the convent.
We went to school. We got slapped plenty. We done anything wrong or told a lie. We got slapped. I was happy.
Where did you sleep at the convent?
Oh, we had a dormitory.
A dormitory?
We weren't the only ones. There was a few more. Three or four more.
Did they keep you and your sister together at the convent?
Huh?
Were you and your sister together at the convent?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What did you wear at the convent?
We wore just dresses like anybody else. You're looking for a uniform. We didn't have any.
What order of sisters?
Mercy.
The Sisters of Mercy. Is there one sister that sticks out in your mind after all these years?
Oh, a lot of them.
Do you remember their names?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about the sisters?
The sisters, some of them were lovely. And
take your time.
One or two was a little bit mean. Not all of them. They were nice. Of course, we had to obey. We had orders. We had to obey. If we obeyed those orders, we got slapped.
What were some of the rules that you had to follow at the convent?
Well, there wasn't any particular rules. We had to do just what we were told. Get up at 6 in the morning, have breakfast, go to church every morning. We were young. We didn't know.
What did they feed you at the convent?
Oh, the bed is good.
What kinds of food?
We never got chicken. Got bacon, ham, legs of mutton, not lamb.
Mutton's tougher than lamb.
No, lamb was an expensive thing. They didn't eat it themselves.
Did they have a garden at the convent?
They had a man who used to come in all day and do gardening, but not a gardening like a lot of vegetables around, nothing like that.
Well, what kind of gardening did he do?
Huh?
What kind of gardening did he do? What were they growing?
Flowers, peas. I never seen any carrots, 'cause I didn't know what a carrot was. I didn't know what a carrot was. Turnips.
Do you remember what kind of flowers they had at the convent?
Oh, pansies. Oh, lovely flowers. They had to have them for the altar, too.
What town was the convent in?
Tuum. T-U-A-M.
T-U-M.
Yeah.
Tuum. And that's in the west of Ireland?
In the west of Ireland. And we lived in the east, near Dublin.
Do you remember what the county was that Tuum is in?
Huh?
What is the county where Tuum is located?
Farms.
The county, the name of the county that the convent was in.
Tuum was the county.
Oh, that was the county.
Yeah, that was the county.
I see.
Yeah.
What kinds of things did the sisters teach you to do?
We went to school.
But were there
other... We had to do housework.
What kinds of housework?
To do polishing, dusting, and waxing floors.
Did you like doing housework as a child?
Oh, yes. Didn't know any better.
Did they teach sort?
No.
Like a needlework?
No.
Like a needlework?
No.
Nothing like that?
We learned it in school. We had a half an hour in school for needlework, and that was all we got.
Were there any priests that came?
Oh, lots of priests. Bishop. The bishop took a liking to my sister and I, and he took my sister in his household.
To do what?
To wait on table. To answer the door.
To be a domestic servant in his
yes,
house?
Yes, yes.
What was your sister's name?
Nellie.
Nellie.
She's dead.
Did Nellie enjoy doing this?
Oh, loved it. The bishop was awfully nice.
Did you get a job outside of the convent?
No, I didn't get any job. I used to go down to the bishop's house when they'd have company and help. Used to help put water in the rooms and notepaper and put the on for the priest or the bishop, whoever was coming. And help. Used to love to go down.
Did the bishop ever do anything nice for you because you helped him in the house?
Oh, no. No.
Did you get paid for helping the bishop?
He used to give his money.
Do you remember how much?
Oh, half a crown, 5 shillings. That was a lot of money for little people.
What would you do with the money?
Spend it.
On what?
Sweets. didn't save it. And we tell the bishop the sister took the money from it. We tell him everything.
Do you want to take a sip of juice?
Should tell him everything the sister do if they slapped it.
He didn't like it if the sister slapped you?
He had strawberries in his garden, and he told us to go out and get some strawberries. We had pinafores. Pinafore was a garment that we wore to school, and we took them off when we came home from school. And we got the pinafores. We took the corner of them and put the strawberries in. When we got back to the convent, we got beat. We told him everything. The sisters. He was a lovely man.
What kinds of games did you play when you were a child?
Ring around the rosy. And we used to have swings. That's what I remember.
Did the nuns allow you to play games at the
convent? Oh, they play ball. Oh, yes. They wouldn't bother you.
Did the nuns ever play the games with you?
No.
What language did you speak when you were a young girl?
Huh?
What language did you speak?
English. No. That's all we knew, isn't it?
You didn't speak any Gaelic?
No. Later in school, we learned Gaelic. I learned a few little some. It was compulsory.
But you had always spoken English?
Yes, always English.
Do you remember any prayers or songs that the nuns taught you at the convent?
Oh, we had to say all the prayers. We went to Mass every morning. Every morning.
Were there any songs that you were taught to sing when you were a young girl?
Oh, only what we learned in school.
Do you remember any of those songs?
Um, the everyday song, whatever was relevant at the time.
Remember how you celebrated Christmas in Ireland?
Yeah, we had a lovely time at Christmas.
What kinds of things did people do to celebrate Christmas?
We had a goose for dinner, plum pudding. It was lovely.
Were there any special ceremonies that took place?
No. Just go to Mass. That's all.
Well, Mrs. Dalby, why did you want to come to America?
Well, my sister came first. She was 2 years here.
Was that
you Nellie? Must read now, was Nellie. You must remember we were orphans. We had no mother, no father, no home. Well, she came to America. She had a we had an aunt and an uncle.
Where did they live?
New York City.
And what did your uncle do for a living?
What'd you do?
What did your uncle do for a living?
He was superintendent of a big apartment house.
And Nellie went to your uncle and aunt?
Yeah.
Do you remember what year she came to America?
22.
She came in 1922. And what work did she get when she came to America?
What did she get?
What work did she get?
She went out doing domestic work. She was a waitress in the rich homes. She was very much in demand.
Did she live with your uncle and aunt?
No, only for a while. She went out and worked and, you know, you lived out.
Oh, she lived in the homes where
she
worked.
Yeah, lived, yeah.
Well, how did she suggest that you come to America?
she suggested.
Time.
She was the one. She was 2 years out here before I came. And then I came.
What did you know about America before you came here?
I knew nothing. Knew nothing, absolutely. Just the name.
What kinds of things did Nellie tell you about America?
She didn't tell me anything.
Do you remember who paid for your passage on the ocean liner?
The aunt.
Do you remember what you packed to take with you to America?
Huh?
What did you pack to take to America?
What did I what?
What did you take to America?
I didn't take anything. I know myself.
Did you have a suitcase?
Oh, yes.
And what was in the suitcase?
I had a couple of suits. Underwear. I hadn't much. Enough.
Were you still living at the convent when you decided to come to America?
Yes.
You were still living there?
Yes.
And how old were you when you decided to come to America?
I was about maybe 17 or 18.
That's when you wanted to come?
Yeah. It's an awful cough.
Where did you go to get on the ship?
Went with my aunt and uncle.
And where did you go to get on the ship?
That's where that they met me.
No, in Ireland. Where did you get on the ship in Ireland?
In Dublin.
Do you remember the name of the ship?
Celtic. It's no more.
Came on the Celtic.
Yeah.
And Had you ever been on a ship before?
No, never.
What did you think when you saw the ocean liner?
Oh, I thought it was huge, which it was.
Can you describe for me where you slept on the ship?
We stopped only at Queenstown. That's all. I went to Liverpool from Dublin and took the ship there. And then they went from Liverpool down to Ireland, Queenstown. It's a direct route from Queenstown.
From Queenstown to New York.
Yeah.
Where did you sleep on the ship?
On the ship.
Where on the ship?
On berths. What they call berths.
What are those?
They're one, two, three in a room. One, two, one, two, one, two.
Were you by yourself traveling?
I was by myself.
And who stayed in the cabin with you?
Well, I didn't get acquainted with them. I just knew them to see that they were my companions. That's all.
What happened on the ship?
Not a thing. We had lots of fun.
What kind of fun did you have?
We had games, played games, shuffleboard, and cards. But I didn't play any. I had lots of people come and invite me.
Invite you to join them?
To join them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did they feed you on the ship?
Big dining room.
Do you remember any of the food?
I went and asked for milk. And what did they give me but canned milk? I was dying for a glass of milk. You know, what they call condensed. It's very sweet and thick.
Were there any safety drills on the ship?
We didn't do any safety drills.
No.
No.
How long did the ship take to get to New York?
5 days.
5 days?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember seeing the Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Did you know what that was?
No. I didn't know what it was.
Did you go to Ellis Island when you got to
I went
New York?
To Ellis Island.
What happened at Ellis Island?
Nothing happened. They brought you into a room. We were in a group. We were examined by a lady doctor. And then we got coffee and cookies or sandwiches. I don't remember whether it was cookies or sandwiches. Okay, but the coffee was lovely.
What did it look like on the inside of Ellis Island? Do you remember what it looked like?
Oh, didn't pay any attention to it. You know, you're young, you just looking to get ahead.
Who came to meet you at Ellis Island?
My aunt came to meet me. My sister-in-law came to meet me. My sister came to meet me. My brother came to meet me. So I had the four of them.
Quite a crowd came to
meet. Yeah, a crowd.
How long were you at Ellis Island?
A short time, a couple of hours.
Did anything else happen that you remember?
Not a thing. Nothing.
What was it like to see Nellie again?
Oh, it was lovely to see see my brother and my aunt.
Did they bring any gifts for you?
No, they didn't bring any gifts.
Where did they take you?
They took me on the subway to where she lived. And I couldn't figure out the colored people, whatever. I'd never seen one before. And they intrigued me. I never seen a colored person before.
Were there any other things that you saw in New York that you had never seen before?
No. We have everything that there's in New York and in Ireland.
Where did you live when you first got to America?
With my aunt.
And did you get work?
I went to work.
How long were you here before you got work?
2 weeks.
What did you do during the 2 weeks before you got a job?
I did nothing. Loitered. Isn't this terrible?
What work did you get?
Domestic work.
And tell me how you got a job. How did you get the work?
It was very easy. I was glad to get a greenhorn. I got $70 a month.
What was the first place that you worked at?
With a Jewish family.
And explain to me what that experience
and
was like.
And they were nice. They were very lovely. They loved it.
Did you live with them?
Oh, yes. I got married while I was there.
How long did you work for the Jewish family?
About less than a year.
What kinds of duties did you have in their... What were your jobs at their house?
Wait on table.
Who taught you how to do that?
Myself. My sister Nelly worked for the Archbishop. And he wanted me to.
She worked for the Archbishop?
Oh, yes.
In Ireland or in America?
In Ireland.
Oh, in Ireland, yes. Did you have to wear a uniform when you worked for the Jewish family?
No.
What did you wear?
Dress, a gray dress.
And what did you do with your hair?
Oh, I had it done every week.
And how did they do it? What was the style at that time?
I had it cut short, bobbed. I had a curl. I used to go every week to the hairdresser.
Well, and that was the style in the 1920s, short hair. Did you have to do any cooking at the Jewish family?
No.
No? Who did the cooking for them?
Dad, a cook.
How did you get that job? How did you get the job?
Go to the employment office.
And what did they do at the employment office?
You went to the employment office and you paid a fee. And the employer paid it.
The employer paid the fee?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. Did the employer come to the office to... how did they choose you?
They go to the office.
The employer went to the office. Were you all at the office when the employer came?
Yes.
So they looked at everybody.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you remember.
Yeah.
What did you do for fun on your day off?
Went to the movies.
And what movies do you remember seeing?
Oh, all of the movies that was going.
What kind of movies were there at that time?
Well, just like they are today.
What about music? Did you enjoy any music?
Yes, I enjoyed music immensely.
What kinds of things were available in New York City? Is that where you were?
There was everything available. Everything you'd want to pay for.
It all costs money.
Yeah. Everything costs money.
How did you meet your husband to be?
I met my husband standing on the street. I got out the wrong way. I was so supposed to get out where the taxis are. I didn't know. And the lady I worked for told me she'd send the chauffeur to pick me up. I went into New York for the day to get a suitcase out of the apartment, a little suitcase out of the apartment. And I, when the train arrived at New Rochelle, the taxi was down by the side, and then you went up the stairs and you were on the road, the highway. And I was standing there, and I went the wrong way. I followed the crowd. And I said, what am I going to do? So this man passed by. He was in uniform. Now, this is very, very... And I thought he was a policeman because the policeman wore khaki tops. And I thought he was a policeman. And I went up and asked him to direct me to where I was going. And instead of directing me, he took me in a taxi and took me to where I was going. The lady told me that to take a taxi. She had the chauffeur there, and they said, I can't find Elizabeth. I followed the crowd. I didn't go where the taxis were.
Why was he wearing a uniform?
He's in the army.
What was his name?
Milo.
Milo? Mm. And what year were you married?
November the 17th, 1927.
And how long had you been in America before you met your husband-to-be?
Not a year. That's how I met my husband. I went up and asked him to direct me to where I was going. And I told him the whole story. So he took me, got a taxi, and took me.
Where was he from?
Fort Slocum.
Is that in Ireland?
He's American.
Oh, he was born in America.
Yeah.
Oh. What nationality, what background was he?
American.
His parents, where did his parents come from?
America.
And did you have children?
Huh?
Did you have children?
I had three.
And their names?
It is Marion, M-E-R-I-O-N, and Ruth Elizabeth, and Milo, my son.
And did you ever want to go back to Ireland? Or did you?
I was back three times.
You did go back. What was the first time you went back?
Milo sent me back, my son. And then I went back again. I went back with him.
What was it like to go back to Ireland? How did that make you feel? How did it make you feel to go to Ireland?
Oh, I felt so good.
Did you go to the convent where you had
Oh,
gone
yeah.
Up?
I stayed there.
Were any of the sisters still there?
There was four. Four there that was living that I knew.
They must have been very old.
Oh, they were very old, and they were very good to me. They treated me like a queen.
How long did you stay in Ireland the first time you went back?
I stayed 3 weeks.
Did you become an American citizen?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you became an American citizen?
Oh, in Kingston.
Kingston, New York?
Kingston, New York. I had no problem.
Did you have to learn something to become a citizen?
You have to learn a few things, but I wasn't asked. I was asked who was the President of the United States. Who was it but Johnson?
How old were you when you became a citizen?
I was in my 30s. I tried when my husband was dead then. I tried when my husband was living, and it passed away.
So you tried to become a citizen twice?
Twice.
So the first time it didn't work. The second time was much later then. You said Johnson was the president?
Yes.
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you were older than in your 30s.
Oh, yes.
Do you think of yourself as being Irish or American?
American.
What part of you is Irish?
Every bit of me.
But is there some part of your personality that you think of as being particularly Irish?
Yeah.
What part is that?
I am proud to be Irish. Everybody seems to like the Irish.
How do you feel about your life now? Now you're going to be 99 in a couple months. How do you feel about having lived this long
life? Oh, I'm so proud. I'm so proud to be an American citizen and to live in this wonderful country, which is the most wonderful country in the world.
Mrs. Dalby, thank you very much. That's a good place for us to end. I'm not going to ask you any more questions.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
I am so proud to be an American. And I have 10 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, several great-great.
Several great-great-grandchildren.
Mm.
Wow. What kind of advice would you give a young person about how to live a long, happy life?
I have lived a happy life. Do unto others what you'd like to have done to yourself.
Mrs. Dalby, thank you. This is Paul Sigrist signing off with Elizabeth Dalby on Tuesday, August 29th, 1995.
I'd be 99 on the 27th of November.
You're coming up. Cedar Manor is in Ossining, New York, and I'm in the presence also of Chris Morator. This is Paul Sigrist signing off. Thank you.
I am sorry.